From underground in Chile now, we move to underwater in the Caribbean. And we're looking for the largest of the Bay Islands, or Islas de la Bahía. This island is 30 miles off the coast of Honduras. It's a good place to go if you want to retire on a budget. You can live very nicely there for a little over $2,000 a month. And it was a good place to go if you were a lionfish. A lot of lionfish went down to the area about 3 or 4 years ago, but they've been gobbling up local fish stocks. So Honduran fishermen are training sharks to hunt the unwelcome guests. Suffice to say, the island may no longer be a good place to retire if you're a lionfish. The answer to our geo quiz and the place where sharks are acquiring a taste for lionfish is the island of Roatán. Photographer Antonio Busiello took a series of stunning pictures of the shark training program near Roatán. The pics are at theworld.org. Take a look. Mr. Busiello is now in Tuscany. And how did you end up swimming with the fishes?
Well, I know the islands. I know Roatán very well. I've been working there for different years. But I found out about the lionfishes. I mean, I didn't know that there was this problem in the Caribbeans. And you dive and you can see lionfish pretty much everywhere. This is unusual. In some part of the reef, in some spot, you can see like 40, 50 lionfish in one dive.
What do they look like?
They are beautiful. The pectoral fins are very big. And the colors are, you know, red, white. They are very bright. And the spines are big too. So, I mean, they're a very beautiful fish to see. And it's actually one of the reasons why people go to diving. So it's a kind of like, it's pretty sad, you know, to kill them. But actually in the Caribbean, they can really represent a huge problem.
So the huge problem is that they devour the local fish.
Yes, they can actually stop the food chain, you know, at the first step because they're going to eat all the little fishes.
So basically they devour the local fish and they interrupt the food chain. But then you have the massive gray reef sharks there as well with these kind of flat iron noses. Now, the thing is, they're trying to get the sharks to eat the lionfish, but it is an acquired taste. So how do you train a shark to develop a taste for some new prey?
Yeah. I don't know if you can use the word train. They can be trained, but you can make them understand that it's something that they can start to feed off. So some marine biologists suggest at the beginning, kill the lionfish and feed the shark with a dead lionfish so the shark can taste it. Then they start to hunt the fish by himself.
So first they skewer it and then feed it to the shark, so the shark kind of says, this isn't bad. And then they actually wound the fish, and then the shark can eat it itself.
Yeah. And another problem is the locals, fishermen and local people, they don't fish them, they don't eat them because they don't know them, and also because they have the spines that has poison, so people are afraid. So one of the strategies was to teach people that they are pretty tasty, that they can be eaten. Once you remove the spines, they are not dangerous at all.
You have an amazing picture of two sharks eyeing this badly wounded lionfish. All the pictures are going to be on our website, theworld.org. Like I said, it must be hard. You know, the lionfish are really beautiful, but what was it like to be down there and so close to what was going on?
Well, yeah, it's not easy. I don't spare fish. I'm a photographer. Anytime I go in the water, I take my camera with me. But I did it with the lionfishes because sometimes we went out just to fish them. And it's not easy. But if you understand the kind of danger that they can represent for the Caribbean reef, it's the only way to do.
Well, Antonio Busiello, really nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Antonio Busiello's photos, once again, can be found at theworld.org. Congratulations today to Ben from Lakewood, New Jersey, Anna from Sacramento, California, and also Susan from Birch Island, Maine. They are today's selected winners who answered our GeoQuiz correctly from their telephones. You can play along, too. Just text GeoQuiz to 69866, 69866. This is PRI, Public Radio International.